Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 83, Easier Said Than Done, a sign of self-betrayal and resistance to change. Now, I know that this episode may make people feel a little bit prickly. Well, that's where that phrase, easier said than done, comes in. How many times have you heard someone say, easier said than done? How many times have you said it in response to something? These words are often uttered after someone has offered a suggestion or advice. It happens all of the time when I make a post on either my Love Wide Open Facebook page or Heidi Dallaire Facebook page or even Instagram. Someone finds something that makes them feel resistant, and their response is easier said than done. It's a complete cop-out, an excuse, a get-out-of-jail-free card, a refusal to do the work necessary to make a change. It is said in resistance to the feeling it invokes in us, the feeling that that is too hard. Think about the last time you said it. What was it in response to? Most likely something you felt or thought may be too hard to do. Now, here's the funny thing. This phrase is pretty much nonsensical because everything in life is easier said than done. Tying your shoes is easier said than done. Walking the dog is easier said than done. Brushing your teeth is easier said than done. Living life is easier said than done. You see where I'm going with this. What in life isn't easier to say than to do? Anything that requires effort is likely to be resisted. And yet anything that is actually worth doing requires some sort of effort, and the important things often require a ton of effort. Now, there are several signs that show up when someone is exhibiting self-betrayal. Here they are. They are chronically overwhelmed by a feeling of not knowing where to start or feeling stuck in life. They have a constant need for approval and deep fear of criticism. There may be a feeling of resentment or bitterness towards people. There is a lot of indecision. They end up in relationships with people who also betray themselves, and therefore end up betraying that person. They have a desire to be saved, fixed, or rescued. And conversely, they have a desire to be a saver, a fixer, or a rescuer. Now, when we take those signs and relate them to people feeling resistant to change their situations, how does this show up? How are people betraying themselves? I find it most happens when discussing leaving a situation that's not good for you, like a toxic job, a toxic relationship. I see a ton of resistance from people when it is suggested to leave a relationship that isn't working. It almost always brings up the easier said than done phrase. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand full well the effort it takes to make a change, and most of the time we have a fear of the unknown if we attempt to change our situations. So we make a choice not to change our situation, and that is betraying our true inner self and the turmoil we are going through. And sometimes staying a routine of self-betrayal is more comfortable than making a change. The default becomes that accepting change and moving on is easier said than done. It's just too hard. Oftentimes, there's more going on against us physically, emotionally, or mentally when faced with adversity. And that can separate us from the very help and support we need. There is this great quote from Viktor E. Frankl that goes, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." Now, when you think about that, if we choose to respond without doing anything, we will remain stuck, and we will not grow, and we will not be free. Granted, there is some change that is forced upon us due to crisis situations. This leaves us vulnerable, and we can feel like hiding instead of getting help. So when you come up against a resistant feeling in your body and respond that something is easier said than done, take a moment to look at why you responded that way. Was it a complete knee-jerk reaction? Easier said than done. If it's that fast, really take a long, hard look at why you responded that way. Is it because you don't want to make the effort, or you just don't know where to start? And you've just always now feel too comfortable with the easier said than done response because it takes you out of the doing. And if you find yourself exhibiting any of the 7 signs of self-betrayal that I talked about earlier, you may be in a place that you don't even understand that you are betraying yourself. Giving too much of yourself away with people-pleasing, poor boundaries leading to unhealthy relationships, etc. Change towards your own growth and development can start very, very small, baby steps. And baby steps is the way to kick that nonsensical phrase, easier said than done, out of your vocabulary. If you're truly committed to working through the hard stuff, reach out to me and set up a strategy session to work with me or someone else you think can help you. Now, get out there and get doing. If this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, I would love for you to subscribe on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, Podbean, wherever you can subscribe and get notifications. That way, you'll never miss an episode. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.